You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning, members and listeners to Radical Radio 3CR. You're with the Fire Up MUA program and you're with the entire Victoria MUA executive, Rob, Dave, Aaron, Dean and Jason. How are you, comrades?
Good, thanks, Dave. How are you?
Yes, very well.
Isn't that all formal? Oh, how are you? Well, I don't know. How are you? I'm not sure. How are you feeling?
We're all in one room, but our illustrious leader, Robbie Lumsden, is in San Francisco, I believe, the USA. Robbie, what's going on?
ILW dispute, Dave, and members, they've been out. There's a dispute's been going on here now for over 7 weeks, and the national office decided to send a delegation across from the four major terminals, WA, Brisbane, Sydney and Victoria. So we're over here to support those that workforce. And so we got here, like, we arrived here last night and checked into the hotel at, by the time we got in, it was probably about 8 or 9 o'clock. Went straight down the picket line and supported those guys, went back this morning. And they had some meetings this morning and it looks like that they're going to go back to work on Wednesday, which is here, so it's actually Monday afternoon here. So they'll go back into the gate Wednesday morning with a 60-day cooling off period, and all the the funny thing was, it was a dispute where they were trying to keep what they had. They were actually trying to take conditions off of them, and they were things like 5 days annual leave dragged back down to two, annual leave, sick leave dragged back down to two. The medical retired, so people have already retired, they keep their medical. They wanted to take that off them and take it off those who were about to retire. The overtime, which is a 40-hour week here, they wanted to pay it after 40 hours, and they were all doing 12-hour shifts. And that's a big chunk of their earnings. And this is a company that's worth billions too, so you C&H, whatever, the sugar mob and their parent company are worth billions. So the ILW got involved quite at the highest level, Bobby Alvira, and a lot of our members would have met Bobby over the journey and would certainly be aware that he replaced Willie Adams as the ILW president. He got involved and Bobby came down and spoke to us today, and terrific fellow, and he's got involved now with the CEO of the company. Rather, they've been dealing with the attorneys, can you believe it? Who haven't got the ability to make, and managers who haven't got the ability to make a decision. And it was the plant manager's idea to do all this. So I don't think he'll be keeping his job, would be my guess.
His employment is in a confident position, that plant manager?
I wouldn't like to be him. So Bobby will continue to speak that level with the CEO, and that's how they got it fixed in the finish. When I say got it fixed, they've reached a position now where 7 weeks of no pay was really hurting. It hurts everyone when they're on the grass. But people have come from Hawaii and Vancouver and other locals around the USA to come and support Hawaii, to come and support these workers. So Great support. San Diego were there. Great support. And I don't think they, and they actually, we got mentioned in the meeting with the CEO that the Australians were coming as well. And they just, I don't think they understand the reach. And they thought, oh, gee, this is actually a bit of a problem. So, end of the day, they'll go back to work and under the same conditions that they were working under. So, all the things that they're trying to take off them are all being replaced, and they'll continue to get their overtime after 8 hours, and all those sort of things, and the other things that they will keep while there's a 60-day cooling off period whereby they continue to meet and hopefully get. I don't. I think they've made a mistake here. They will be probably seeking some improvements to their conditions
What
rather
about
than.
the goal of a multi-billion dollar company to try and take medical insurance off retired members who built them
Yeah,
up into that company? That
that's
is
right.
like, fuck me dead.
Why do they do that? What's going on there? What do you think's going on? This penny pinching.
Yes.
I mean, it's like that old adage about looking after the pennies and the pounds will look
Pounds will look
after
after themselves.
themselves. I mean, it's like some sort of domestic kitchen. It's like remember you probably not all of you do, but when Thingo said that the Australian economy is like your family budget, when in actual fact it never was like the family budget.
Wouldn't thought so.
I think it's very simple, Annie, right? And Bob Crowe, the late union leader from the rail union in the UK, quite succinctly put it that the more money that's in our pocket, the less that's in theirs. And so that's the equation that we deal with in all of these negotiations. They're just trying to put more money in their pocket.
You can't underestimate the pettiness of rich people.
No, and once again,
Oh.
it just shows again, and it's the same with our fights at home and the one we're having with DP World now, where they're making plenty of money. They just want to make more. That's all
Yeah.
it's about. But what
Robbie,
about the
can you
community?
give our listeners a bit of a feel of what it was like on the picket line there, mate? I know that, when we have international visits like this, the MUA is always held in high regard. And from my personal experience, they get a real boost in enthusiasm and an idea of international solidarity and support when we rock up to these picket lines. What was the feeling like there, mate? Did we get a good reception? And
Yeah,
we heard that did the scabs end up crossing the line, or were they
so
pushed
the
back?
scabs, it's really different to here. The scabs are going in these buses, and so they to make sure they keep their action, they're not allowed to stop them. So there's what they do is they walk in front of them for 3 minutes and stop those buses, and then after 3 minutes, they allow them to leave, or they tell them to go up the street and do a U-turn, and then they walk in front of them for three minutes, and then allow them in. Because if they, there'll be a, the problem was that they would thought they'd get injuncted and their, all their action and all their picket line would be taken off them, and they'd be just left hanging.
So it's not too dissimilar from here because the state is protecting scabs like they do fucking here.
In fact, it
You're
makes
all right.
it ille it's illegal to say the word to call someone a scab at a picket line. They
Isn't it
made it
strange?
illegal,
Well, yeah. Well, it did become.
which is pretty
We saw
hilarious.
someone taken to court over that in WA, I think it was, for using scab. And I've got no problem saying it, but for those that cross a picket line, but because that's
Well,
what
you
you
got plenty
are.
of money, you don't worry about getting sued, do you, Rob?
You've got nothing to. They can't take anything off. You've got nothing. So, but you're right, Dean. It was a great fillip for those when we turned up on the picket line there last night. You can imagine it's fairly thin at night; it thins out, and that was a great boost. And we got a great reception from those people on the picket line there. And we stayed with them for a couple of hours, and then we were back there first thing this morning, and a lot more people there, and they're guarding sort of three types of entrances. So, and we
And it's
joined in.
hot. You got sunburned.
I am sunburned, which people don't want to hear that at home, but I am.
Makes for good radio. No,
makes for great
it's
radio, doesn't it? because we're all really cold.
Yeah. So no, To your point, Dean, we got a great reception, and that was a great. And people go, "Wow, you come from Australia just for this?" Yes, just to support you in your time of struggle. So, and they were quite taken aback by that.
Of course, we've got a long-standing relationship with the ILWU, and it goes back to the very start of that union when an Australian seafarer formed that union, Harry Bridges, who ended up the
And
president for 40 years. So, pretty big ties to Australia.
I think you'll find it's his birthday today, Dave.
Oh, there you go, 11th
Oh,
of
but
August.
also it underlines the fact that the MUA and the Seamen's Unions are an international. Has got an international perspective. It's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, in dedication to Harry Bridges and as a happy birthday present, we're going to go to a song by Arlo Guthrie, The Ballad of Harry Bridges. Hope you enjoy it.
One, two. One, two, three. Let me tell you of a sailor, Harry Bridges is his name. An honest union leader that the bosses tried to frame. He left home in Australia to sail the seas around. Sailed across the ocean, come to Frisco town. There was only a company union, and then the bosses had their way. Us workers had to stand in line for a lousy buck a day. When up spoke Harry Bridges, said us workers must get wise. Our wives and kids will starve to death if we don't get organized. Oh, the FBI is worried, and the bosses, they are scared. They can't deport 6 million men, they know. And we're not gonna let them send Harry over the seas. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and we'll build the CIO. We built a big bonfire around the mats and lines that night. We threw their Fink books in it and we said we're gonna fight. You've got to pay a living wage or we're gonna take a walk. Told it to the bosses, but the bosses wouldn't talk. We said there's only one way left to get that contract signed. And all around the waterfront, we threw our picket line. They called it Bloody Thursday, the 5th day of July. 100 men were wounded and 2 were left to die. Oh, the FBI is worried and the bosses, they are scared. They can't deport 6 million men, they know. And we're not gonna let them send Harry over the seas. We'll fight for Harry Bridges and we'll build the CIO.
Public transport's great.
What's not great is that unless you've got a radio with you, you can't listen to 3CR when you're on it.
Until now. The Community Radio Plus app lets you listen to us wherever you are.
Get on board and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps.
Time's on my mind when I had you by my side. Am I thinking loud? Do I want you around?
Welcome back, members and listeners to Radical Radio 3CR. You're listening to the Fire Up MUA program. We've got Robbie Lumsden all the way from the USA on Zoom here. This show is pre-recorded. And, yeah, we're just going to go into some industrial reports. And, Dean, you've been negotiating with Inco Shipping, mate.
Inco's one of a few that we're doing at the moment. Negotiations have stalled a little bit, mate, to be totally frank and honest with our listeners there. We were making some way, a meeting back, and... looks like things may be have stalled a little bit. That's all I can sort of say at the minute, mate. We're looking at all our options in relation to our legal protections and what we can do there. If bargaining continues along the path that it is now, we'll probably have to take something back to the memberships to get something endorsed. So a little bit disappointing. You know, our members do a fantastic job down there and keep the port running. Keep the other vessels operating in the way of, you know, keeping them fueled up and moving. They work long hours. in comparison to the other bunker barge operations around the country. And we believe that they're worth a bit more than what they're currently on and what they're being offered by a stingy management in Inco Shipping. So, yeah.
And while we've got you speaking about negotiations that stalled, mate, where are we at with ACFS?
ACFS, we're in a protected action ballot. We've the union and the committee decided that we were going to take that option again, dealing with a management or a negotiating team that has constantly shifted the goalposts from day one. It's been extremely frustrating, mate, not only for us in trying to get a fair and reasonable agreement, but for our membership down there who are constantly getting different report backs. You know, every time we come out of a meeting, something changes and management position changes, whether they use the excuse of not understanding a claim or claims, and then reaching, some type of even in principle agreement, and then coming back and shift the goalpost again several hours later. So it's been extremely frustrating.
It's amazing that it takes several hours, but I guess that's probably the time difference between here and the Greek islands where the boss is currently sitting there, drinking his cocktails and doing whatever he's doing. But exactly. You know, with modern technology, you think you can get one back quicker than several hours later.
You would think so, mate. And that is part of it, mate. It's you're sitting there trying to negotiate with two employees of ACFS. One's an ex-union official and one's a HR. And, they're not the ones that are making the decisions at the end of the day. You're doing an agreement with these guys. And, like I said, coming back later in the day or several hours later saying, we can't do that. We can't deliver what we've just agreed to. So our members are dedicated to taking the industrial action. They deserve better. They deserve to be treated better. And
they were rock solid behind it when we were down on site at 5 a.m. last week.
100%.
One thing I know is that when somebody knocks off work at 5 a.m, they want to piss off home. These blokes stuck around, did a meeting for almost an hour and rock solid behind this industrial action. So it's going to be a big shock for ACFS when it hits them.
Oh, well, we wish our members down there all the best with that, and I'm sure they'll get the outcome they deserve. We've got it's not a new Steve at all, but MCC has hit the waterfront here in Australia. They've been in Brisbane and Port Kembla for a while, but now they've come to Victoria, and Jason, you're doing a bit of work around that.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. As you know, MCC Group is relatively a new company here in Victoria. They're a Brisbane-based company. They do have the GrainCorp contract. So it's just not Port Kembla, Brisbane, and our two ports here in Victoria, Geelong and Portland, which they're attacking. And they're undermining our stevedores' wages. They're probably paid $20 to $30 an hour less than what our stevedores are on here. And that just goes to show these companies that come in and win these contracts, they come in cheap, and the first thing they want to cut is the workers' wages. So a bit of a group task force between all the branches, Victoria, Brisbane and the national office to crack down on the MCC group, and we want agreement, and we've managed to lock in a meeting next week with the MCC group with all the managers up in Brisbane, so we'll know more after that space, but we want an agreement with the MCC group, and we want to protect our stevedores and dock workers here in Victoria and across the nation.
It's not just
very
there,
good.
Sorry, Dave. It's not just the conditions they're undermining there. You've only got to the observation of them actually working. Like it's not a matter of if someone gets hurt, it's just a matter of when. Like they are not a safe company. Their operation is not run safely. It's not run to the standards that that we expect to keep people safe. People go to work. So. Not only it's the safety thing aspect of it that needs to be cleaned up, as well as the conditions. And I'd like to get the safety part first, because I'd hate to think that someone didn't go home or got seriously hurt on the job. But that's the first thing I think we need to fix and let them know. But we're coming after them. We are going to straighten that company up, and hopefully that will happen when they get rid of their tea leaves.
Speaking of companies that have been read their tea leaves, DP World's had their horoscope read to them a number of times, and it's a horoscope that just keeps evolving. But we have put to them that if they're going to automate, we want to protect our jobs, and we want to protect our salaries. And we think that a way of doing that is reducing the average weekly hours. And we put a position to them of 28, a 28-hour week, which has been reported nationally now. And DP World's leaning into discussions with us around that. But we have been abundantly clear with them that we won't be losing our salary, we won't be going backwards on wages, and we won't be doing it in a way that screws our members over with a roster pattern that's not favourable to us. So we're going to make sure that the roster patterns are all going to be done locally, which Deep World have agreed to, and that we protect our wages and protect our jobs and get an outcome there if we're going to agree to automation with them at some point in the future.
That's a big national campaign for the MUA, and yeah, we've been fighting from the front since the start of that dispute started around automation, and of course it goes a lot further. AI is impacting jobs in all industries and not just ours, and the union movement needs to get behind a big campaign around that. Down at TT line, sorry,
I was
Annie.
going to say the 4 hour, a 4 day week is not just an MUA thing, it's actually an international thing as well, because it's coming out of England as well.
Very good. Reduced hours, more time with your family. That's what we want for workers.
No cut and pay.
Yeah, no cut and pay. That's right. Down at TT line, we commence again negotiations again next week. We're hoping to have those negotiations on one of the new ships, Spirits 4, which is down at Station Pier, to give the members a chance to walk through those ships. There's still lots of operational issues that haven't been sorted out. People don't even know what cabins they're going into yet or how many cabins there are for the crew. There's issues with the lashing for the IRs. One thing I can report is that TT Line Management have dropped off on their claims to reduce the crew numbers, which is fantastic. Now we just need to get our claim over the line and increase the crew numbers, which we are a step closer to doing that. Again, of course, again, the company is in a lot of financial pain at the moment, but it shouldn't be our members that pay for the poor decisions made by management over a series of mistakes, in particular the wharf in Devonport not being completed in time. So that's TT line. I guess a quick report on Svitzer EA negotiations start next week. We're going to Sydney to have the initial meetings. We've got our delegate here in Victoria, Sam Hunter, representing Victoria. So Sam's a very organised, intelligent guy. So we've got a lot of faith in him. Yeah, we'll see how those negotiations go. East West Diving, Jase, you're doing a bit of work with them too, mate.
Yeah, East West Dive. We've had our first meeting with them. The workers have got right behind us there and supported us. Usual thing with the first meeting, the company pleaded how poor it was and how it's going to afford these new wages and rates and conditions. But we assured we're there to work with the company and the workers to get the best outcome. I've got another meeting locked in this Thursday, and then we'll progress through our log of claims, and we'll get these guys a decent agreement.
All right, mate. Good work.
That's great work. All right, we're going to go out with another song dedicated to the ILWU. It's called the ILWU Song. It's by written by Glenn Edwards. Hope you enjoy it.
Thanks,
Have a great
Brad.
day,
Thanks, good
members.
luck.
All right.
One day longer.
One day stronger.
We are the ILWU. He's the ILWU.
Americans, and we fight like hell to take back what is ours! The bottom of our hearts, thank you very much. We love you all.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.